This next story is a tale of emptied graves and unfulfilled yearning for home. It begins with a box of newly uncovered documents about pioneer Chinese immigrants in the West. Stick with us as we sort through the jumble of yellowed and crinkly paper to unravel a mystery. Fortunately, the records in the box list names, dates, and places. The names belong to dead Chinese immigrant workers, most passed away early in the last century. The document trail leads to a Chinese cemetery in John Day, Oregon. Dennis Smith remembers snooping around the little cemetery when he was a kid in this small eastern Oregon mountain town.
And I remember the papers with the little holes, the little rolls of paper, and they had
holes. Those paper strips were likely a traditional Chinese grave offering. Who do we think was buried here?
The workers, the miners, and of course they were domestics, and they did whatever work they could find. And
we don't know who most of the Chinese were that were out here. They're pretty lost to history. By the height, about 1880, you know, about 1,000 or 1,500 is the estimates. A huge population out here.
That's Oregon State Parks curator Christina Sweet. She works in John Day at the Kamwa-Chung Historic Site. It's a unique state park that highlights the fact that a century ago, Chinatowns sprung up all over the American West. They rose around mining boom towns like this, also at coastal fish canneries, but now the traces have faded away.
Nothing's here. It's all developed into houses and roads, and landscapes changed. The grave sites aren't here, and so they kind of get lost to the history and to people's memory, which makes these records pretty exciting.
The records also lead to Baker City, Oregon. The Chinese cemetery here, while a little bit overgrown, is preserved. But there are rows of depressions in the ground where 62 years ago, just about all of the remaining Chinese immigrants buried here were dug up. Their remains were sent back to China to be reburied, where their families could visit the graves and their spirits could protect the living. All over the West, Chinese benevolent societies systematically dug up remains and sent them home for reburial. The newly recovered documents detail two of those campaigns in Oregon. In 1928, 615 remains made the journey home. Then again, after World War II, another 559 sets of bones were collected. In Portland, Rebecca Liu found records of the fundraising campaign for that second effort.
It's a request sent out to every city, every Chinese community in Oregon. So everybody is $1 or $5 or $10, $3. They all willing to chip in, particularly the business.
The Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association organized this. Liu teaches Chinese language classes for that group, which still exists today. Their 1949 shipment would be the last large-scale exhumation of this type in the Northwest.
Sending somebody's remains back to home, and we consider it's a good deed, and you carry that's a good karma. Is that what the American people say, karma?
Unfortunately, somewhere along the way, the enterprise must have picked up some bad karma, too. Legal records include a case of the wrong body being dug up. Also, a shipping agent was accused of embezzling what was supposed to be the cargo payment to deliver the bones from Portland to Hong Kong. But the biggest problem was that in mid-1949, China was sinking into the throes of civil war. So whatever happened to that final shipment of bones? Ivy Lin wondered the same thing. Last year, the documentary filmmaker flew to Hong Kong to see if she could pick up the trail of the pioneer immigrants. Her quest turned into a movie titled Come Together Home.
I burst into tears the moment I heard that. I said, I found them. The museum step couldn't be...
The carefully crated boxes of bones were addressed to a charity hospital in Hong Kong. The box of historic documents includes a receipt letter proving it got there, but then the Northwest immigrants' bones were marooned.
By the time they arrived in Hong Kong, the Civil War already started in China, so the Communist Party in China close the borders.
China would remain a closed country for decades. That caused overseas Chinese to pretty much stop the practice of exhuming immigrant graves and sending the remains home. Lin says the wandering souls shipped from Oregon in 1949 are still warehoused in Hong Kong.
They just left home for so long that a lot of them, I believe they lost contact with them.
That's where the document trail ends, but there's one more twist. Several academics have detected a reversal in the flow of bones across the Pacific. In the case of Ivy Lin, her father passed away in Taipei 10 years ago.
So we have talked about moving my dad's ashes over to the U.S. because I don't really see myself going back to Taiwan.
Ivy Lin is among several history buffs who call the historical records a treasure box. The documents will be placed in an archive in Oregon to make them available for further study. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.